Well, again, this morning, I got phone calls. One of them I'm very concerned about, where I think up to 10 young students were left behind in Clonmany, and there wasn't enough room capacity in the bus to take them to Carndonagh.
Yeah, but a lot of the time what happens there, it's not even about capacity. Students are not on bus runs. They're being left behind at schools, and one bus is going east, one bus is going west, they're going south, and a bus hasn't even been provided for them. Sorry, I'm not wishing to complicate the specific story you gave, but it's not simply sometimes capacity. It's actually a route has not been assigned to those children that was there before.
Yeah, and while we welcomed the news that there would be free school transport for this year, to reflect the cost of living crisis, it was good news. We always feared that the plan wouldn't be put in place by the government, it wouldn't be gripped properly, and that's proven to be correct all around the country. But in terms of Donegal, right across, I can only speak with authority about North Donegal. If you take the Inishowen Peninsula, you take Letterkenny, Kilmacrennan, right across the area of North Donegal, Finn Valley, we've been receiving reports from families, and we're obviously contacting Bus Éireann. And the problem is, and in years gone by, there were people who got the concessionary tickets. So they paid for the service. They were less than 4.8 kilometers from the school. They paid for it. They got it every year. They're the ones that appear to be getting left behind. But what worries me even more now this morning is that incident in Clonmany, where I understand those students all had a bus ticket, but again, the capacity wasn't there. It's a mess.
Yeah, and are these secondary or national school children, are they?
Secondary
school students, okay.
In Clonmany, yeah. So we're looking into that from my office this morning, and it's just coming in now right across. There's a mix of schools and situations, and what we've called for now, my colleague Stánach O'Leary is our education spokesperson. He's a TD in Cork, and Darren O'Rourke is our transport spokesperson. He's a TD in Meath. So both of them are calling for the Minister Norma Foley and our senior department officials to come before the Oireachtas committees, a joint sitting, urgently, to outline what she's going to do to put in place extra capacity. We cannot be leaving these kids behind.
I'm not convinced this is about the availability of buses and drivers, because say for instance through the tendering process you might have five companies that might tender and one gets it, so there's four there presumably that were ready to go. I'm not convinced, I don't really know, but I'm not convinced that that's the cause here. We always had the problem of organisation, and this seems to me like that a setup that is already poorly organised is completely ill-equipped to organise all these extra numbers and to make it work and to allocate the right spaces for the right children. And I don't have great faith in this being sorted, because we've seen historic issues year on year on year. What's your take on it?
Yeah, like we had called for 10,000 more places across the country to be provided. But I have to tell you from my own experience in the Department of Education, the department that deals with school transport, I've come across some mad situations. Remember the case in Mamour Gap, where you had students in Clonmany who were always going to Carndonagh Community School, and they were being asked to go to Buncrana because as the crow flies, Buncrana was closest.
But the road was completely unusable for a bus.
Absolutely. If you
and
had
dangerous in the winter even.
Absolutely, but they were insisting on it. Now, we turned that around eventually, but my God, I remember going down. We actually met with the minister at that time. It was John Halligan for school transport, and senior officials were standing over it. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Now, we beat them in the end up, but that's what you're dealing with in that department, and it needs to be sorted out.
Who does the buck stop with here? People will obviously maybe direct their anger at the name on the side of the bus or Bus Éireann. You believe the responsibility lies solely, do you, with the education minister?
Yeah, it's about resourcing. I mean, Bus Éireann are absolutely overwhelmed. I mean, the parents that I was speaking to from different parts of Donegal this morning can't get through, can't get speaking to people.
But they never could.
Well, yeah.
But they never could. That number in Ballybofey rang out for more people than...
Yeah. This time of year in particular, I have to say every year it's an issue, but it's particularly bad this year. So I'm not laying the blame We find the staff that we deal with in Bus Éireann very respectful and efficient. When
not
we
the experience
them.
Of our listeners, I'm afraid. Sorry, it's nice that they're nice to you guys, that's not the experience. And I have to speak on behalf of the people that listen to this program. That's not their experience.
Yeah, certainly calling the service, I agree. I'm just saying to you that when we email them, eventually they come back and give us a response. But I accept that it's not acceptable. If you're a parent, for example, this morning, where your kids have been left at the side of the road and you can't get through, that is not acceptable. So, but my point is that the resourcing of Bus Éireann by the Department of Education, by the government, is not there. It's not in place, and that's the problem. So the minister needs to be accountable. She's sort of been in hiding, to be quite honest with you, over recent weeks. This has been a crisis all around the country, not just in Donegal. And we need urgent intervention, more money basically given to Bus Éireann.
I just think people on the ground could work better with bus companies and, maybe focus a bit more on getting buses on the right routes, and getting the contracts out there. I mean, there are people don't even know if they've got seats yet. Do you know, that is as much administration locally, I think, as it is funding from the Minister for Education. Not that anyone gets a pass, but we need to, you're probably correct and I'm probably wrong, but we need to make sure that we're trying to fix the problem. You know, maybe it is what the organisation.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wouldn't be, I mean, all I can say is that when we have sought answers over the years from the Bus Éireann staff in Donegal, you know, we mightn't like the answers, but we got the answers. I think the issue for me is that they're not resourced properly to provide the providers to deliver the service. And, you know, what's frustrating is, I mean, just as a couple of examples, I've mentioned already the parents who always had a service, they paid for it. They thought they might have saved themselves money this year. They didn't think they'd be out even more money.
Yeah, concession tickets from Artex seem to be the big problem. Concessionary tickets, I think it is. Yeah. That seems to be the big problem. I always got a bus ticket on a concessionary basis, but now I'm told that I won't know if I have a ticket or not. Constant emails to Bus Éireann are going unanswered. You know, I just think a company of that size should re-divert resources at a time like this to make sure people it's tough enough, life is so tough without being able to get answers, and so on. A few more like that, I won't go through them, but I mean, regardless of whatever is the situation, Minister Foley needs to declare what's going on here and what needs to be done or what is going to be done to resolve it, because the pockets of anxiety across every community, something has to be done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Greg, every year, there's hardly been a year gone by at this time of year now, August, September, that we haven't had some kind of a mess in some part of the county. It often is a whole parish that's affected and you need an additional bus. Nearly every year it happens. But when they announced the free transport, the alarm bells were off in my head. And sure enough, now there's actually more people being left behind this year than have been left behind in the
chickens have come home to roost.